counsel. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your love, your mercy, your compassion. Thank you for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints, Lord. Just have your way tonight. Move by thy spirit, Lord God. Help us to trust you fully, to love, honor, and obey you, Lord God. Speak through these lips of clay, Lord God. Oh God, yerama kito rama handa. May the yield my vessel fully to thee. Bless your people here tonight. Meet every need this presence in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good.
Amen.
Amen. He's so good. Now, you know, Jesus walked in humility. He humbled himself. And the word of God said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. What? But made of himself no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. And he was made under the likeness of man. He became obedient unto the death, didn't he? Yeah. Even the death of the cross. And the Bible said, wherefore God, what? Has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Yes. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. So hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
We have got a Savior tonight.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
But he paid a price, didn't he?
Yes.
Jesus died that we might be saved. Grace. The grace of God.
Amen.
That bringeth salvation.
Yes.
But has appeared unto all men. It teaches something, doesn't it?
Yes.
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly love, we should do what?
Soberly,
righteously, and godly. For at?
In this present world. Amen.
So that means let your light shine, doesn't
yes.
it? Let your Jesus said, let your light so shine that men may see your good works and do what?
Glorify
the Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
I want to glorify him tonight.
Amen.
I know you all do too. Because we've got a faithful God.
Yes,
you know, Jesus, in the upper room, at the Last Supper, after the supper ended, Jesus laid aside his garments, and he got a towel and girded himself, didn't he? And began to wash the disciples' feet. Humility. What a savior. What an example for you and me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But when he came to Peter, Peter said, no, Lord, you're not going to wash my feet. But you know, Jesus said to him, if I don't wash your feet, you don't have no part with me. Peter said, not only my feet, but my head and my hands. You know, Lord, give me a bath. But Jesus told him, say, if your feet are washed, you're clean. Amen. The monks said, wash your feet, you're clean. Amen. But all of you are not clean. See, Judas was there. And the devil put into Judas' heart to betray the Lord. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. My God. Ooh. See, it was written that he would do that, didn't it? It was written that Judas was going to betray the Lord. The word of God is pure.
Amen.
And the Bible says every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in it. Add thou not unto his word. Hallelujah. Don't add to his word.
Amen, brother.
Unless he condemn and thou be found a liar. And, you know, we really want to please God tonight. Thank God for the word of God. God's word is forever settled in heaven.
Yes.
But it's manifested upon earth, isn't it?
Yes.
His word's manifested here upon this earth. Thank God through his people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God's got a people tonight that love him. Hallelujah. Jesus, after supper was ended, you know, Judas went out and betrayed him. But see, after Judas betrayed him, he couldn't get no peace, could he? They gave him 30 pieces of silver. So what will you give me if I give him to you, if I bring him to you? 30 pieces of silver. My. And he gave him the 30 pieces of silver. He brought them back and threw them down. He was really condemned, wasn't he? My. And he went out and did what? Hung himself. He hanged himself. It's a sad situation. Amen. But I thank God for his deliverance tonight. his deliverance power, his faithfulness, his peace. Jesus said, let's look at John, some verses here in John chapter 14. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Isn't it good? Glory be to God. John 14, 1. Let's start there. The Gospel of John chapter 14, beginning at verse 1. See, we need to make our worry list a prayer list. If you got a worry list, make it a prayer list. Isn't that right? We don't need to worry about anything, but we do worry, don't we? But if we take heed to the Word of God, if we take God's Word fully to heart, not part of the way, fully to heart, we won't worry about anything. Amen. We won't. God help me. Help us all, Lord. Well, let me speak for myself. God help me. I can speak for myself, Cater, and then y'all can speak for yourself. Amen. Listen, what did Jesus say here? John 14, verse 1. What did he say? Let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry about nothing. You believe in God, you believe in me. I'm the Son, and you believe in God? God is the Father, and I'm the Son. You believe in God, you believe in me. And let's look at the 27th verse here of 14 John. What did he say here? John 14, 1, then John 14, 27. What did he say? Stop. Not the word give unto you. All right. All right. My peace. Go ahead. Just read the whole verse, my brother. I'm sorry. Read the whole verse.
Peace I leave with you.
Uh-huh.
My peace I give unto you.
Yes. Isn't that right? Let not your heart be troubled. I give you my peace. I leave my peace with you. Not as the world giveth, because in the world you have tribulation. Isn't that right? You can't find no peace in the world, not real peace. There's no peace in the world.
Amen.
But thank God we have peace in the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, don't we?
Amen.
We have peace
Amen.
Tonight in him. Thank God.
Amen.
The Bible says, in him we live and move what? And have our being. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Hallelujah. My peace, the peace of the Lord that he's given unto us. Philippians 4, 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And the peace of God all of
won't you go up a verse or two? Because we're talking about the peace of God. Go up to about, what, maybe the fifth verse, see what it says.
Let your moderation be known unto all men.
Uh-huh.
The Lord is at hand.
The Lord's at hand.
Be careful for
nothing.
Mm-hmm. But in everything, by prayer and supplication.
But in everything. Listen to what it says here now. By prayer. God tells us to pray, doesn't it? The Word of God tells us to pray. The Bible said, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
The Word of God say, I would that men what? Lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Isn't that right? Holy hands. Thank God. God has called us to holiness, haven't he?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He called us to peace. He called us to holiness. All right, what does it say?
Prayer and supplication.
It didn't leave the thanksgiving out, did it?
Nope.
Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God wants us to pray and seek his faith, but to be thankful. Thank him for his answer, for the answers. Thank him for his blessings. We have so many blessings God has blessed us with.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If we started in the morning and said, thank you, Jesus, thank you, it still wouldn't be enough, would it? It would not be enough. He's so good and gracious and kind to us. Hallelujah. We have a Savior tonight.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes.
That's good and kind and just and holy and pure and righteous.
Amen.
Thank God. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, what? I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am there ye may be also. So thank God. You know, I mentioned this quite a bit. This is not our home.
That's right,
and I'm sure glad.
Amen.
I'm happy, happy, happy. I got the happy habits and the glad, glad. Amen. Because this is a terrible place down here, isn't it? Praise God. But hallelujah. But God wants us to each day to labor for him, obey him, follow him, draw close to him. Amen. Not follow him at a distance, but follow God closely. What did Apostle Paul say? That I may know him. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. I want to know him intimately. Walk close to him. Get up close to the Lord and walk with him each day. That's what he wants. Amen. And that if we do that, we'll please him. And our desire is to please the Lord tonight, isn't it? We want to please the Lord, not man. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank God. Read that. Read read again. Read on, my brother. Prayer and thanksgiving. The supplication. Read it.
Let your request be made known unto God.
Let your request be made unto God. All right, read.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding.
And the peace of God. We're talking about the peace of God tonight. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, what? Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
We're living in chaos, isn't it? We're living in confusion. But when we have the peace of God, it's going to keep us, isn't it?
Amen.
It's going to keep our hearts and our mind.
Yes, it does.
When we have it, and God's people, we do have the peace of God, don't we?
Amen.
Thank God people are nervous and fidgety, walking up and down, you know, and don't know what to do. But thank God, God's people don't need to be that way, do we? God don't want us to be that way. The Lord wants us to follow him closely, turn to him, obey him, magnify his name, lift him up. I talked to two men yesterday, but one last night, and they both have alcohol problem. And this one man said he was coming to church this morning, but I went to pick him up, he backed out. Pray to God help him and save him. This other man, pray for my granddaughter because she moved into a house down the street from same street we live on, but right down the street. And, we rode by there and the people with that music on, filthy talking, you know. The man was talking, you know, but saying all kind of junk, all kind. Pray that God would save her and save her household. But a man walked up. I drove down to her house. A man walked up, and he had been drinking. And and he said something. But I said to him, I said, I invited him to church. No, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going. I said, why? He said, I don't have favor with God. In other words, God, I don't know him like he didn't want to know him. I said, brother, don't let the devil keep you out there too long. See, the devil, the devil will kill you and laugh at you dying.
Right.
He will. Amen. You know why? Because the devil know he have but a short time. The devil know his doom is sealed. The devil know he's going to be cast into the lake of fire that burns with fire and brimstone. He want to get everybody here to go with him. Isn't that right? But thank God. Let's enlighten people, saints. All we can do, we can't make people get saved, but we can tell them about the Savior, can't we? We can tell them, hallelujah, we have a Savior. We can tell them about the Savior. We can, hallelujah, hallelujah. And we tell them in love, don't we?
Amen.
We do it in love. God wants us to manifest what? The fruit of the Spirit each day. Isn't that right? Manifest it, reveal. In other words, what fruit of the Spirit? Love. Joy, peace, long-suffering, what? Gentleness, meekness, goodness, faith, temperance. Amen? Against such, there's no law. There's no law against these things. Is that right? But praise God for more. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. We serve a God that's faithful. We serve a God that's nigh unto us. Jesus, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that right? So we have hallelujah. That means he's with us all the time. No, is that what it be? If he never leaves, he's with us all the time. Praise God. So let's be faithful to the Lord tonight, saint. We have his peace, don't we?
Yes.
We have his joy.
Yes.
Jesus, you know what Jesus said about joy? Hallelujah. My joy. He talked about his joy. So these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and the joy might be what?
Full.
He wants us to be full of his joy, full of the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Why should we be full of the joy of the Lord? Because he's given us his peace. Isn't that right? And we're saved. Thank God we're saved. If we're in this world, but not of the world. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. In this world, but not of the world. We don't do the same thing the world does, do we? No, we don't. But thank God, there's a difference between a Christian and a sinner. Isn't that different? Thank God. So Elohim, Sandari, Adama, Unda, Elebi, Kiti, Adama, Soto, Adama, Honda. There's a difference between a godly person and an ungodly person.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What did the Word of God say? In Psalms 1. Now standeth in the way of sinners, right. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous.
Amen.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous,
yes.
But the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Amen.
It's in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yes.
Hold on, I see. Right there in a nutshell. Praise God.
Amen.
So that should give us incentive to live holy each day and be a swift witness. Let my light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. You know, I want Jesus to smile on me.
Amen.
I really do. I want him to smile. Hallelujah. I want him to, glory be to God. I want him to smile on me. Hallelujah. Did you finish that verse, brother? What you were reading? So what did he finish that? Great. All right. Yeah, go to 7 and... Good. That's good. Well, what's the next verse say?
Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true.
All right, stop. Yeah, that's good. That's good. So it tells us what to think on.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Word of God tells us what to think on. Isn't that something? Finally, brother, what? Whatsoever things are true, right? Stop. Whatsoever things are true. And we know the truth, don't we?
Amen.
You should know the truth, and truth should make you free. That ain't right. Isn't that right?
Jesus.
Amen. That's exactly. Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
Truth, read it.
Whatsoever things are honest.
And God wants us to be honest, doesn't he? He don't want us to be shuffling things under the table. You know what I mean? He wants us to be honest. And true Christians are really honest. Isn't that right?
Amen.
They're honest. Thank God. We desire to please because we want to be like Jesus. And we know he was honest. He was perfect. But he walked this earth perfect, sinlessly perfect. Only man ever walked this earth sinlessly perfect was Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? Praise God from whom all blessed flow. Jesus, I didn't come to destroy the law, what? But to fulfill it. He fulfilled it, didn't he? You better believe he did. He fulfilled the law.
Amen.
Praise God. So therefore, we need to follow him each day, doesn't it? We need to follow him. Thank God. There's a scripture I'm trying to think about following him. That's all right. God's good. God wants me to have that scripture. He'll bring it up to me. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. And all right, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, what else?
Whatsoever things are just.
All right, the Word of God say, whatsoever things are just, right? He'll show the old man what is good. Micah 6:8, I quote this quite a bit. And what does the Lord require of thee? God requires something of you and me, doesn't it?
Amen.
But to do justly.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do justly. What else does it say? Whatsoever things are pure. The Word of God said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
Isn't that right? We got to be pure in heart. Our hearts have got to be pure before God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Some people have a wicked heart.
Yes, they do.
Isn't that right? Some people have a calloused heart.
Come on.
For my God. But blessed are the pure in heart.
Amen.
For they shall what? See God. And we can see. Listen. To some people, God is a cloudy mystery. To some people, he's judgment and punishment. But thank God to us that know him. What is he to us that know him? He's light. He's love. He's joy. He's peace. He's deliverance. Hallelujah. To us that really know him and walking with him each day. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for his love and mercy, for his compassion. Isn't he compassionate? He's so compassionate. You know, Jesus, as he went about doing good, and the people would come to him for healing or whatever they needed, the Bible says he was moved with compassion.
Amen.
Isn't that right? And he healed them. He met their need. And you know, the Bible speaks about this woman touching the hem of his garment, was made perfectly whole. But you read other scriptures where Jesus was in a certain place, and everybody that touched his garment was made whole, was set free, delivered. Isn't that right? See, Jesus said so many, many miracles, didn't he? But thank God, what did Jesus actually come for? The cross. Go to the cross. Save our souls, didn't he? That's what he came for. But thank God, while he was here, thank God he went about doing good.
Yes.
How he healed all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Wasn't he with him?
Yes.
You better believe he was. And he acknowledged it too. Jesus said, I don't do nothing but what I see my Father do.
Amen.
He did what his Father did. Thank God. And we've got a good example, saint. Let's draw close to the Lord Jesus. Let's walk close to him. Let's walk so close to him. Every time he take a step, we step just right there behind. Stepping, my God, close to the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's calling us to higher heights and deeper depth in him.
Yes.
Glory be to God. He's so faithful. All right. What else?
Whatsoever things are lovely.
God wants us to be lovely, doesn't it? He does. Some people are so abrasive. But Christians shouldn't be that way, you know. You go into the house and say, how you doing? Oh, no, no. You know, God don't want it. God's people shouldn't be that way, should they? They shouldn't be. Thank God. I mean, if you're feeling bad, just look, I don't feel too good today. Pray for me or whatever. But don't have that old nasty mood. Lovely. Be lovely. Be kind.
Amen,
read.
Whatsoever things are good report.
Let's talk about things that's of a good report, not stuff that's evil report. You understand
Amen,
what I'm saying?
Brother.
All right, let's go. If there be any virtue. And if there be any praise. Think on these things. So that gives us a list to think on, doesn't it?
Amen.
That gives us a list to think on. Hallelujah.
It
does. And so you know, if we think on these things, this will fill our day. Each day, won't it? This will fill our day. We don't have to be idle. Praise God. But we have something to think. We know what to think on, don't we? God made it so plain to us, didn't he? He made it plain. Plain as it could be. Plain as the nose on your face.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's plain enough, isn't it? You better believe it is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. All right, verse 2. What do you say? Yeah, back to Gospel of John 14, verse 2. Listen to what he said here. In my Father's house are many mansions. So when I saw, I would have told you. Isn't that something? I go to prepare a place for you. All right, look at John 13:33. He said, I go to prepare a place. Look at John 13:33. What does that say?
Uh-huh. You shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whether I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you.
All right. See, they couldn't come right then, right? But they were coming later. They went on later. You know, the apostles all died, you know. Most of them was martyred. But they died, didn't they? Died in the faith. That's the main thing, die in the faith. Isn't that right? Die believing in God. Die pleasing him. Amen. And heaven is your home. Isn't that right? Heaven is your home when you die pleasing him. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He prepared a place for it, and he's coming again. Verse 3, what did it say here? If I go... I'm going to come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also, right?
Amen.
And whether I go, ye know. Listen what he said here. And whether I go, ye know. And the way ye know. This is what he said. All right? Verse 5, what happened here? What Thomas asked.
He said to him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way?
Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Thomas asked him a question, didn't he?
Amen.
But thank God. Jesus gave him the answer, didn't he?
Amen.
Thank God. What did he say? I am the way, right?
Yes.
I am the way, the truth, and the life, right?
Amen.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me.
Yes.
What he was saying. Follow me. Hallelujah. I'm going on to heaven. I'm going back from where I came. He came down from heaven, didn't it? Bible says he came from God and went to God.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. So therefore, before Jesus ascended back to heaven, he had taught his disciples enough, and he led them out as far as Bethany.
Amen.
And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. It came to pass while he blessed them. He was taken up. They watching him go on up. Boy. That was really a sight, wasn't it? I know they were so sad. They were sorry that he was leaving. Praise God. But he had to leave in order to send the Holy Ghost, didn't he?
Yes.
He had to leave. If I go not away, the Holy Ghost won't come. But I got to go to the Father, and I'm going to send the promise of the Father. I'm going to send you a comforter,
yes,
that shall abide with you forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive,
that's
because
right,
it seeth them not, neither
Amen.
Know him. But he said, but I dwelleth with you, but shall be in you.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I dwell with you, it shall be in you.
Yes.
That's what he said, right?
Yes, right.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Hallelujah, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. I am the way, the truth, and the life. What else did it say there? Huh?
If he had known me,
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Amen. Only way to get to God is to come to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I talked to
a
man some years ago. I guess it was, I don't know what he was, but anyway, he said to me, he said, how, in other words, I don't think you have to go through the Son to get to the Father. I said, yes, you do, brother. The Bible says so. The only way to get to God is to go through Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus Christ, what? Is a mediator.
Yes.
Between God and man. Isn't that right?
That's right,
brother. Even one mediator, but only one.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory to God, man. Isn't that right? Yes, he is. He's our Savior tonight. Thank God. And he came to bring peace and joy and happiness in this chaotic world.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's let our light shine.
Amen.
Let's let our light shine brightly. What? Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that's shining more and more until the perfect day. Isn't that right?
Amen.
Thank God. The just people, our lights should shine brighter and brighter.
Amen.
It should, shouldn't it? Not dimmer and dimmer.
Come on.
My God. Hallelujah. As we grow in the Lord, grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we grow in the Lord and as years go by, if we're really walking close to the Lord. See, the closer we get to God, the more we are aware of our sin. You believe that? You believe that? That's right. The closer we get to God, the more we're aware of our sin. Is that right? You better believe it. What did Job say? Job said, I'd heard of him about hearing the ear. Somebody told me about him. But now my eye seeth thee. I abhor myself. I despise myself, thank God, because he came into that white light of God, that brilliant light of God, thank God. And when we get over, I abhor myself. That's what we do, thank God, when we really get close to the Lord, isn't that right? But God's calling us close, isn't it? He wants us to come close to him, thank God, to burn out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Yeah, I thought about you. Right. Isaiah, thank you, brother. Isaiah, when he went in, when King Uzziah died, when he died, Isaiah said, I also saw the Lord. And his train filled the temple. Train with his robe filled the temple. And he said, oh, woe is me, for I am what? A man of unclean lips. Isn't that right? And I dwell in the midst of a people that's unclean. Thank God. So when you get in and you get up close to the Lord, thank God. Hallelujah. But he's calling us close. He's calling us close. I thank God for the message this morning. Our pastor's preaching some powerful messages. Every time he gets the pulpit, he preaches a powerful message. Isn't that right? Because he let God use it. Hallelujah. Thank God for it. And let's pray that they have a real good romantic interlude. Not in a tube. They can be going for a week. They'll be back. Right. Amen. Thank. Pray that they have a real good time, you know, and just hallelujah. They deserve it. They really, really deserve it. Amen. I wish I could do a lot more for them, you know, but they deserve it. Pray that God will really bless them and bless their family and just work things out for them. Amen. I'm almost finished here, but thank God. God is so good. Amen. Thank God. We need to praise him daily and be thankful to the Lord for his goodness. All right. The Word of God told us what to thank on, didn't it? It told us what to thank on. So we know what to thank on. So we need to do that each day. We don't have no excuse, you know. But let's realize now, we got an enemy. We got somebody. Isn't that right? The devil is a liar, but the devil is your enemy. He's my enemy. When you desire to do good, what evil is present right there with you. Isn't that right? When you desire to read the Bible, Satan will try to do something to keep you from reading it. If you can, isn't that right? Try to pray, he get in there with his lousy self and try to cause you not to, but he's a liar. We got the Bible say, what, draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he'll do what? Flee from you. He'll run as in panic. Thank God. When we put the Word of God on him, he can't stand it, can he? Amen. He hates the Word of God. He hates God. He hates God's Word. He hates God's people. But thank God, we've got a Savior. We got a Amen. God. We got a King. Yes. Hallelujah. Who have a God like our God? Who have a God like our God? Amen. No one, thank God, because we serve the only true and living God. We do. The only true and living God. Hallelujah. And there are many gods, isn't that right? Out of God, isn't that right? Amen. Out of God. But one true God, one holy God, one righteous God. Thank God. And thank God. Hallelujah. I sure want to serve him with all that's in me. I really do. I know you all do too. I mean, just put all we got, into serving God. Not no half-stepping, not no halfway, but all. Amen. The Bible say, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul, all thy strength. And the second is like namely what? Love thy neighbor as thyself. Thank God. That's some loving, isn't it? That's a real loving. But that's what God require of you and me. He have showed thee, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require thee to do? To do justice, love mercy, and do what? Walk humbly. Walk humbly with thy God. He set the example of being humble, didn't he? He set the example. He wants us to follow his steps each day. Amen? And the word of God say, he that say he abideth in him ought himself also so what? To walk even as he walked. Isn't that right? That's what it says. Praise God. So we got a task before us. But you know why? Because as our pastor tells us, we live in a faulty body in a fallen world. Isn't that right? So we've got a hallelujah. Amen. We've got to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Isn't that right? We've got to be yielded to the Spirit of God in order to please him. Because he's coming soon. But he's coming after church without spot or wrinkle. Isn't that right? He's coming after people that's looking for him. So therefore, thank God. Let's run with patience the race that's set before us. Amen? But that's what he wants us to do. Run with patience the race that's set before you. Jesus, who for the joy? Jesus endured the cross, didn't he? But he despised the shame. They shamed him on that cross, but he endured that cross that we might be saved. So there's a way that seemeth right to a man.
Come on, brother.
But the end thereof are the ways of death. Isn't that right? Yeah. So some people go out there and do it all, everything they want to do, and it seemed right to them. Pray for that one man that said he was drunk and he just really like he don't want God. Pray that God would turn him before. I'm going to try to go and talk to him when he's not drinking, you know. I'm going to try to. He lived down the street there, so from my granddaughter lived. And I'm going to try to, you know, get up there. Now, the Bible speaks about trying to, when a person's drunk, and when he's drunk, can tell you something about not to do something. I don't know. It's in Proverbs. So you can't reason with a drunken man because, you know, that they'll a drunken woman, either one, you know. When they're really drunk, I mean, they say a lot of stuff that they... So pray that God will save both of those men. The one says he's coming to church, maybe he'll come next Sunday. Maybe he will. We'll see. But anyway, pray that God will above all save their souls and their families. You know, and both of these men are old men. That's a sad thing, isn't it? Some people live to be old and never have known God, and some of them never will know God. But it's a sad thing to think about people going to hell.
Amen,
it's really sad because hell is a dreadful place. But heaven is a glorious place. Isn't that right? And everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to die. Is that right? Amen. And we want to live as long as we can here, but to glorify God, to magnify him. May God bless you tonight. Amen. May God smile upon you. And thank you. Hey, Brother Doug, hook us up with something. Oh, God, thank you for your love and mercy, Lord.